Transgender, puberty blockers may cause depression, stress in teens, says study. By Spencer Lindquist on January 24, 2023. An animal study found that a drug commonly used as a puberty blocker has profound effects and can enhance depression and stress, the Daily Wire reported. The study focused on the effects of leuprolide, a substance that is present in AbbVie Pharmaceuticals' drug Lupron Depot and which has been used to chemically castrate sex offenders. The study, which was performed in 2020, found that leuprolide increased depression in female mice and increased stress in male mice. Additionally, the male mice lost interest in female mice. While the control group of male mice preferred to be around female mice, those who received leuprolide displayed a lack of interest in females and displayed no aggressive behavior toward other male mice. The researchers did not, however, observe a difference in the social behavior of female mice. They did, however, find that female mice showed a decreased appetite and spent more time immobile, both of which are considered indicators of despair. Meanwhile, the male mice displayed increased stress responses. The paper explains, "Our behavioral and neurobiological characterization reveals for the first time that chronic leuprolide treatment, starting after the onset of puberty, exerts sex-specific effects on social preference, despair-like behavior and hyponeophagia, neuroendocrine responses to mild stress, and hyperactivity of the dentate gyrus, a crucial neurobiological regulator of stress responses in mice." Furthermore, the study concluded, "Our results in an animal model shed new light on the effects of chronic neurotreatment on behavioral, neuroendocrine, and neurobiological effects of a drug that is commonly used for many clinical conditions, and particularly to alleviate gender dysphoria in transgender youth." Puberty-blocking drugs began being used on children after 1998, when Dutch researchers started using it to treat youth who were experiencing gender dysphoria. The practice then spread to America, and puberty-blocking drugs are now given to children off-label. Dr. Claudia Gennari, a researcher, contended that the study was long overdue and should bring pause to clinicians treating children with puberty blockers because it shows sex-specific neuropsychological changes caused by this medication. Meanwhile, an investigation from Breitbart News found that Dr. Jeremy Carswell, the head of the Boston Children's Hospital Gender Clinic, admitted that puberty blockers are given to children like candy. Breitbart News previously found that puberty blocker manufacturers have financially supported the campaign to normalize child transgenderism, both in the medical field and broader culture. Several doctors who hold leadership positions at pediatric transgender clinics have received payments from pharmaceutical companies that manufacture puberty blockers. Meanwhile, AbbVie Pharmaceuticals is one of the sponsors of the Gender Cool Project, an organization that secures high-profile media appearances for young people who have attempted to change their sex in order to normalize child transgenderism. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter @SpencerLNDQST and reach out @SLindquist@Breitbart.com.